Okay. He says that today is Zayin Merches, and I feel I'll talk about the Yonim of the Saint Talmud as opposed to Yonim Parsha. Gemara says, a person forgot to say Sheyaz Gesham, forgot to say Saint Talmud, Zerodat Mechaiser. Why? Because he could say it, he could say in Shema Tefillah. But if he was, if it's Nifka Ashma, it's still Machzir Naisai. The question is, what does Machzir Naisai mean? I'm Chayyid Hashayim, like everything else in life. Taisis says, now you don't have to go back, you know, you might have thought Machzir Naisai means you go back to the beginning of the happening. He says, no, you go back to Berech Aleinu. I'm sorry, not only you don't go back to the beginning, you don't go back to Berech Hashayim, you go back to Shema Tefillah. And Tayyiz Mizarak Yerushalmi, that you go back to Shema Tefillah. The Raivin on the other hand says you have to go back to Berech Aleinu. And it brings Raya from Havdalah. Interesting Raya from Havdalah. The Halacha of Havdalah is if you forgot to say Havdalah in Shemini Esrei, right? So you don't have to daven over again. Why? If Nesh Yachal Amrai be Al Kais. Let's say you messed up again and you ate before Abdallah, then you can't rely on Abdallah, you're going to say Allah Kais. Yeah, you have to go back to Namash Menesri again and so you're able to say Abdallah in the proper place, the Gabbadeka Dakana. So therefore, says the Ravid, who are then over here? A person forgot. He forgot it again in Shema Kaleinu. He's in the middle of Moedim, he reminds himself of God saying Talmud. He has to go back to Berech Aleinu, and it's not enough to go back to Shema Kaleinu.
It says
the Berech
Aleinu.
What?
It says the
get to you. Switch around. Say it. Now, Zokta Beis Yosef, we done Bahag. Bahag says that the third Shita, that if you messed up again, you messed up Berech Aleinu, you messed up Shema Kaleinu, you might have something in the middle of the Washkot, in the middle of Maidim, you gotta go back to Rosh HaTefillah. So we have three Shitas. Okay, I guess it's a mistake over here. Now, fine. But the Vesiri didn't sound that way. I'm sure that. In Shchorach Pasna, it says, they miskir kaim shmei tefila, en machzir noise, v'shal b'shmei tefila. Miskir achar shmei tefila, chayzer b'ruchas hashanim. Right? Listen, I messed up here. Now, Taiz is Ravid, Paskin, like the Ravid, that what? If you mess up in Shema Kaleinu, you have to go back to Berech Aleinu. That's the halacha. Now, Shail is, what about a guy who's a bigger shlemiel? And we come to he messed up Berech Aleinu, messed up Shema Kaleinu, went back to Berech Aleinu, and messed up again. He had a lot on his mind that day. It was the World Series, you know, time around there. It was the Super Bowl, he had a lot on his mind. Shver Rajba. So he ended up messing up the third time. What is he doing? Now he finds himself in the middle of Meir Shlaim Rav Kodesh. What does he do now? Shlaim Ruch Abraham Toshu. What does he do now? Yeah? Before Shema Kaleinu, what does he do? Does he go back to Berech Aleinu? Or does he continue on to Shema Kaleinu? Yair is making awful faces over here. So, Mesvara, I would say, that's Pashit. He has to go back to Berech Aleinu. Why? Because the Svara of the Rishonim, that You have to go back to Brech Aleinu when you messed up twice. Is why? Like Abdullah, you messed up twice. We don't give you any hanachot. We don't make life easy for you. Then you gotta go back and say in the right place. Where's the right place for Vesein Talon Motor and Brech Aleinu? So if you messed up twice, the law is you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu, Chor Koshkein. If you messed up three times, you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Maybe we just like say, I'm just go home, like forget about it. But that's a different question. But why should he be able to continue on to Shema Aleinu? He should have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. What?
For Abdullah also, that in the name of Abdullah would be also.
Well, what's the case with Abdullah?
I mean, I forgot to say.
Oh, you daven Shema Esrei again?
Yeah, I
daven Shema Esrei again. You daven Shema Esrei again, and you forgot. You forgot to say Atchan Tanu. That's
eight.
A good question.
That's not a question. You already ate.
But still, he has to do.
Eating
make a
messes
dollar.
Up the Havdalah.
He has to make a Havdalah.
Eating
doesn't mess up the Havdalah. I don't understand.
It stops him being able to be so mech on the Havdalah on the coast. And why? Now he said Shema Esrei again. Is he now going to be able to be so mech on the Havdalah on the coast?
And a Chanami. So it's hard out. I would say Pasha. That he messed up. Exactly. He messed up twice. Yes. He messed up three times. The coach game.
That's not over to what we're saying here.
Yes, it is.
It happened each one. Vidyavin, you don't.
You don't what?
Vidyavin, you could rely on Havdalah.
You can't. What do you mean? If you made Abdullah?
Yeah. Afterwards,
yeah. I don't know. It was not a Shein Abdullah. The Shein Abdullah. I don't remember. If you weren't supposed to make Abdullah,
right,
you're supposed to
make
Abdullah? Could be. I don't know. That's not our discussion of it. So, Bekitzer. So, that's what I would say. However, Bisham Zalman, Nalich Shleim, bring down, he says, you should continue to Shema Kaleinu, and. He says a svara that the brachas between Brech Aleinu and Shema Aleinu shouldn't be levatala. So the lecharim svara would have said like that. So then someone once pointed out to me a little kuntres that the Rafal Reichman put out. He had a vikuach with Rav Ozner. That's how actually did anymore. He stole from himself. Was also stealing. There was a psak brought down from a Vosner that in this case he says it's Shema Gibur Shema Zalma Shema Tefila, and the Reichman had a whole Masa Matan with him about this, and he held he should go back and. So, at the end, the Rav Ozner Betzim was masking with him. And he says that there was really a mistake. When they quoted Bishmoy, wasn't true. Oh, when they quoted Bishmoy was. Alright, this was that part of it. But he said, B'dieved, if he didn't go back to Brech Aleinu, and he continued on to Shema Aleinu, and he said, Abdullah and Shema Aleinu, B'dieved Yaisa. And every time he says, because of Berlacha, by Abdullah, that brings up Ibn Gadim, B'dieved, if you were supposed to be, if you forgot Atachantanu, and you ate, the Lach is daven over again. You didn't daven over again. You made Abdullah. But the Eved, you don't have to daven over again then, because you already ate Abdullah. So here also, but the Eved, he was supposed to go, he forgot the third time. He continued on the Shema Aleinu, then, and the, but the Eved is Yaitza, he doesn't go back to Brech Aleinu. But upon him, Evadla, Chatchila, the guy reminds of Mil Maiden, and he forgot twice, Rav Ozner held that he goes back to Brech Aleinu. And the Chayra, Lufi, the Dimian, Tavdala, Lanias, Daite, Aklusha, I would say it makes more sense what he's saying, what Shem Zalman saying, because Zil Basat Haimah, the word is that once, that's a knas, that once you messed up twice, you have to say in the proper place, same Talamot, it's Brech Aleinu, not Shema Aleinu.
We're only going in Shikas Arayvi.
That's what Paskin. What do you mean?
We're not going in, what about Tysus? Of
again, the Shachar Paskin is like the Ravi. Go back to Brech Aleinu. We're going that Shita. That's we Paskin. Achra.
Are we not concerned that he goes back to Brech Aleinu this time? That he's
not going to have to line up the next problem. Because he's fed up with what he's done already, so he's going
to... Well, look, first of all, I hate to break into this. This guy has not been having too much kavana to begin with. If he was having kavana, this wouldn't have happened. So, I'm not worried about him being fed up with his brachas, but whatever. So, we're fed up with him, okay? Fine. Now, here's also an interesting discussion. What happens if a guy reminds himself after he said Shemei Tefillah, after the bracha before it say? So Shnarach says, he should say V'sein Talmata right then. And he says the same thing earlier by Mashiv HaRuach, that if he said M'chaya Mason, and he didn't say Mashiv HaRuach yet, so he could make up for it, as long as he didn't start at the Kaddosh, he could say Mashiv HaRuach between the two brachas. That's the Shita of the Mechaber. The Makar of that is the Rav Yoh, the Rosh, etc. All the Rishonim say no. The Ben Yonah holds that since you finished the bracha, it's as if you start the next bracha. So you can't be mashlim the whatever you were supposed to say in the bracha. You didn't say it. You can't be mashlim after the bracha. You know you didn't start the next bracha. It's Mechalik Rishonim. But Shachar Paskins that you could say then it's get the Al Yavi also. If he said a machshas l'tzion, got Yal V'Yavai, can he say Yal V'Yavai right then?
Only
No.
Why would it?
It's not even not Techn Diva.
Why is it different from that Kaddish?
What?
If you say Hamelach for Kaddish,
because you can't finish the bracha, but you could say Askara. If it's something that's missing, you'd be mashlim then, but the bracha is finished.
It has to be in the right bracha, the thing you missed.
No, in that bracha. We're saying that since you didn't start the next bracha, you could be mashed on what you missed. But
and it's considered as if it's part of the previous bracha.
No.
So why is that not true by saying Hamelef HaKadosh?
Because that's.
It's part of the previous. It's going to go back.
No, I would say because that's the matbeah of the bracha. This is not the matbeah of the bracha. It's something that you have to say in the bracha. So maybe that's the difference. So the bracha is finished, but since I didn't go right, I could still be mashlim the haskara that I'm supposed to say in the bracha. It's not the bracha itself. Maybe that's the b'chayim l'gabei what? That we'll get to that. The Saint Talmater Machlok is the Chachmei Vincia and Taisvis by Yal V'Yavai and Mincha by Rosh Chodesh. Can you be mashlim with Meiriv? He said this doesn't apply to Saint Talmud. We'll get to that. Now, so Shaila is Zok de Beralacha. So he's not so happy with the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. He's not so happy with the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Why? They passed the Rabbi Yah because Ma'aser the Mashal passed the Ben Yaina, and therefore many other Chayim also. And I mean, a whole slew of Rishonim, the Riaz, the whole bunch of Rishonim, Smak, the Chassid, etc. And the Rambam, that you can't fix up between the two brachas. Zog de Beralacha. Therefore, he says, even though it's hard to pass against Shulchan Aruch, to say you have to be Chayzer. However, since Ma'is of the Armen Echorin do like Shulchan Aruch, but let's say if he said Baruch Atah Hashem and he realized he forgot to say Mashiv HaRuach, he didn't say Mechayim Eisim Baruch Atah Hashem, what does he do now? Says the Beralach, he should say Lamdei Yechuk Echa. No, there's since, because if he says Mechayim Eisim, right, he might have to rely on the Mechaber. He can say Mashiv HaRuach right then. In my case, but he didn't say Meir at all, obviously. Right? He said, you know, because in order not to be Chayzer, so he said then. So, but Let's say he didn't say Mechayim Eitzah. He said, Baruch Hashem. He has an Eitzah. He says, I'm there. So it means he didn't finish the bracha. If he didn't finish the bracha, he can say, Masha Bruch, and then continue. That's the psak, that's the maskana of the Bir Halacha. Now, the Bamasin is really not so pashit. You know, there is a shtuk of mocker for this in the Ritva. The Ritva Tain is Mizar Mei Yaina that says that like this. B'shem Arav HaChosid. I feel like I'm Bokhat HaShem. Misayim ki kaira betayra v'amdein chukecha. Then, so Meili says he didn't finish the bracha. Meila, he go back. However, Ritva argues and he says, no, you have to be chayz. You can't pull the shtick and say l'mdeyach u'kecha. Now, the Ramesha really is to man this whole halacha. Then Milosh Ben Esrei, you can say l'mdeyach u'kecha. He says this is pashit. You're not learning in the middle of davening. Milosh Ben Esrei, the guy walks over to the Shvar Mishan. You know, the walking.
What?
You're
off, you need to.
Say words. You're not going to learn. You're going to forget the halacha. I'm so mad, guys. Bored.
This is at least the same sayer.
What? If a guy walks over to his farmer's shop, he's a little bored. He needs a little break from the davening. A little bit too intense. He wants to chill a little bit. So he goes over, pulls out a sefer, and pulls out a sefer al parsha. He sees a nice part of the parsha. Then he goes back to davening. Right? Says in Moshe, about it's awesome doing it. It's a hefsik. If a guy learns a mil davening, hefsik gomor, ubatl bracha zu. So Mela, he says, Avada, the guy says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Baruch Amchai Meisim, Zogra Moshe, or by Matos Nas Latzion, Avada, he can't say, L'merkech, what's the middle of Dabbing, he's saying Psukim. What kind of business is that? How do I say Psukim? It's a hefsik. So Mela, he says, Avada, you finished the bracha, and you'll say Mashavruch Yalav Yavoy then, like the Psak of the Mechaber. Even the Mishbur is scared to go against the Mechaber. And he says that's what he's supposed to do. Yeah.
How are we Miyash that there are some Gedalim like they used to like think and learning sometimes while they were saying Shemesh. And it was known that they were praised for it. Instead of like saying they like. Well, which, there was someone that used to.
What do you show me mean? The Taiz Bazan Roshana that used to thank his knees for knowing to when to bow down. When to bow down.
That's a good one.
Doesn't say that he was
late out and they used to put his foot up when he would think of learning. And one time he was like caught, like during Shana Hesse, he had his foot up. Like they're like,
oh,
okay,
this
so thinking and
learning.
Not Hesse
and Deeper. Okay,
that's learning.
He didn't talk. He didn't. It's not Deeper. The first thing is he's talking, he's a hefsik. So he's talking, he's a hefsik.
So you're allowed to learn.
I didn't say anything. You're not learning anything. So you're dominating, you're not learning. He's a mantviluch, he's a mantviluch. What? That guy was probably an Aynis. Crazy. He was also cool in learning. He was an Aynis. Aynis is more a patre, but I don't know why. Who said it's a shvach? No, I mean, the shvach, he's such a madrego, but he's so shakul cool learning that he can't stop himself. The mile is not that he's learning mal davening. The mile is that he's such a person, he's so shakul cool that they can't daven. Seder. But to learn mal davening, Vada Sasa is also going. What's the shayla? You can't learn mal Sasa Shas, you can't learn mal Kaddish, or mal Shmanesha. What's happening?
Oh, he's not a chasmach mal at all.
What's the Shash Bracha Tal?
You say it's not that now.
Why is Bracha Tal?
Finish off the Bracha.
It's not a Bracha Tal. Why is Bracha Tal? Why is Bracha Tal?
You finish off the Bracha.
Hello, but not in Milosh Ben Esrei. In Milosh Ben Esrei, you know, I'll say, what the Meir Kechi? Because you're davening. You're not davening. I'm sorry, you're learning. You're not learning Milosh Ben Esrei. When did that say? He's asking me that if you finish, you make a bracha batala.
You're saying Hashem's name, and it's a bracha batala.
Why is it a bracha batala?
Because you're not yet to the bracha.
Why didn't I say the bracha?
There's something wrong with you saying the bracha.
But you fix it up in a second, and you'll say Hashem's bracha now. So no, that guy is learning. Ramash says you can't learn in Mala Davening. I know what you want.
You can do it, but it's not about Levatolo.
Ramash says it is. It's about, is it,
what's that about? Just because you're not allowed to learn doesn't mean if you fix it, it's not a problem.
No, we're not communicating. It's not about Levatolo. You can say Mashu Ruch afterwards. Why is it about Levatolo? Is it Machai Mason? Is it a wonderful bracha? Why is it bracha Levatolo? Or Machaba said, if you say Baruch Hashem Machaim Hesim, you say Mashav Ruach then. Say Baruch Hashem Machzor Shem Sivan, you say Yalav 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 then. What's the problem? Okay. So I mentioned before the famous Machaim. Machaim is very, very schwer. I'm going to skip a little bit over here. Verse like this. Okay, I'm jumping around a little bit. Second. Everyone knows, you do a... There's a shag, but yeah, I'll go to the part of yeah, yeah. The part of the everyone knows the machlokes m'shainim that the Tosfos Brachos brings it down. If a guy forgot Yalav Yavai by Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, and it's only one day of Rosh Chodesh, so what's the halacha? No, is there a shlama for Meir? You forgot it. It's ready now. It's ready the next day. You forgot. Right. You remember while it's Rosh Chodesh, that was over again. But it's now. It's ready the next day. So normally there's been tashlumin. Question is though that tashlumin is not gonna be a tashlumin because you're not gonna be able to say Yalav Yalav because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So that's Mechal Yisharim. Do we say that since he can't fix it up, he doesn't have Ma'ariv twice? Or we say that no, he wasn't Yaitza Mincha. If he wasn't Yaitza Mincha, he has to have Ma'ariv twice because he wasn't Yaitza. That's the two sheets.
Why is this a kasha miyuchet to Yalav
Yalav? As opposed to?
Atachan
Tanu. Atachan Tanu is not Ma'ariv, I don't understand.
You can't make it up
with Shabbos. What? No.
You can't make up
matter
of the
Shabbos. You could, but not at the Chantan. What does that do anything?
I'm saying there are other cases like this.
I don't know what you question at the Chantan.
Maybe not
at the Chantan. Okay, so find me another case. Look about that. What's my Yavi? If you find another case, we have another case. The same Talmud Matar. Erev Shabbos. The guy forgot by Mincha. Today. You know, it's still early on in the season. Good chance if you don't say 90 times, you're gonna forget the same Talmud by Mincha today. I don't wanna give anyone a call this. But and then the Shaila is you remind yourself on Shabbos. Okay, do you have two Shmoneses for Meir or not? Okay? Now Lagabi that's a Shaila. The way the Velt explains the Shaila. What?
You can just say something like, let's say you forgot to have Mincha something.
If you forgot to daven mincha, for sure you daven to Meir. That's not a question.
You daven Shabbos.
Doesn't make a difference. Yeah. You have to daven to Meir. That's not the question. The question over here is that the reason why you're davening again is to be mashlem Yalav Yavai. And that you're not being mashlem Yalav Yavai. You're davening again, but you can do the same thing you did before. So what do you gain? That's the shayla. Avada v'ya, you didn't daven at all. Avada has daven to Meir. He has daven to Meir. That doesn't make a difference. He has still daven to that to Meir. That's not the question. Okay? Now, so the way the Velt explains the Shaila is, do we say the Yalav Yavai is Askara Ba'alma? Mela, that's the Shmoneser was a Shmoneser, is Askara Ba'alma. Askara Ba'alma, so then, why are you being Chayzer to get that Askara? If by being Chayzer you're not going to get that Askara, anyway, what's the point? The other sheet holds, no. Chad is that you were Mashan in the Medbay, you missed the integral part of davening. It's like you didn't daven. It's like you didn't daven. So even though I'm not going to make up what I messed up, however, still I have to daven again because I didn't daven. I didn't daven mincha. I forgot Yalav Yavai. I didn't daven mincha. I didn't daven mincha. You have to have Marat twice if you some forgot daven mincha. And that, there could be nafka minis, not necessarily. All these nafkaminis are nafkaminis. That's not the ikka focus this year, but just b'derech agav. Nafgamina might be you have to put on tefillin on the second tefillah. You have to daven b'tzibur. Is it, does it count for Me'ah Brachas? Does the first tefillah count for Me'ah Brachas? Is it on the Q Nafgamina? What about in the first tefillah you forgot the same Talmud Mutter? In the second tefillah you forgot Yal V'Yavar. So can you mix and match over here? Like leisure suits. Can you mix and match over here? That, so if you say pshat is that each one, if you missed it, didn't daven, so then it doesn't help you. You have daven a third time. Then you'll forget both. But that was, again, I said possible nafkaminas, each one of the nafkaminas can be debated, but that's not for now.
If you held that Yal V'Yavar is part of the Me'ah Brachah,
no.
So when you say Hashem, forgot Yal V'Yavar.
No. According to Moshe, she can. According to Moshe, she could.
So why isn't that?
Nothing has
part of the whole bracha's gone.
What?
Because you missed the matbeah of the bracha.
Well, no, it's not to say matbeah of the bracha more. It's more than matbeah of the Shemin Esrei. Matbeah of the Shemin Esrei. It's not just Haskara. It's like it's matbeah of the Shemin Esrei. It's not because Yal V'Yavar doesn't really. No, I think it's more than it's my bad the Shemesh. Meaning it's missing the Shemesh.
Which bracha is it?
Say.
We'd say something.
So, so there's a famous B'chaim, first B'chaim in Stanzloch. He says that Machlech is Hachem Vinci and Taisviz Nachem Ayal the other. But the same Talmud Matar, everyone holds that you have to have Ma'ariv twice. The Moshe again. If you forgot, you have to have Mincha. Same Talmud Matar Mincha. So says Reb Chaim, everyone's Ma'ida that you have to have again. Now, why? Because it's part of Ma'ariv of the Brachos of Brach Leinu. Meila. So as if you didn't say that Brach, you won't get Shmes. You won't get Shmes. If you have to have it over again. Now, so Chayra, one kasha, a few kashas. Now, first of all, the machlekes Chachma Vinci and Taisvis is really by I say Yal V'Yavar, but it's really by when it's also by when a guy davened the Tefillas Chol. Now, the Maisa, there are many Achrayinim, that say not like this. They assume Pashit, that the Shaila B'Yal V'Yavai is the same Shaila of St. Talmud Matan. For example, the Pharisee Magen Avraham, which is the Maisa Magen Avraham, Shmarach says that this halacha, right, Tov Mincha Shal Shabbos, Vespal Yuches, Vlehizka Shal Shabbos, oh, that's right, it is again, right. Vidavin Tfilas Chol and Shabbos, right? So you daven over again. Let's say you didn't realize the tools of Mitzvah Shabbos. So you have to daven Ma'ariv again. You're also not gaining anything, right? You said Tefillas Chol B'Shabbos. So when you're Ma'ariv, you're not going to make up Tefillas Shabbos. So if it's Shabbos, as if you didn't daven, then you have to daven over again. But that's the Shabbos. Oh, so that was Makash Reb Chaim. Because L'chayra over there, Matbeya, the Nusach of Shabbos, L'chayra, Ein L'cha Matbeya Gadol Mezu. Right? If St. Talmud is part of the Matbeya, then the whole Nusach of Tefillah Shabbos is Zich Ein L'cha Matbeya Gadol Mezu. And still, that's what a Machlekes is. And still, some Rishonim say that you don't daven again because you're not going to you messed up. You're not going to be misnaking what you messed up. So we see that if mechaykes is by tefillas chol b'Shabbos, when you didn't daven tefillas Shabbos and you're not about to compensate for it with mitzvah Shabbos, then chayra who was in kol shkein was saying talmud. And the ma'aseh first shemagin avram. The on this halacha on the Shulchan Aruch, a guy daven mincha shalchal. That's what Shulchan Aruch brings down the halacha. So then he says he daven mispal mitzvah Shabbos. Yeah, so to yal v'yavoy. Now zok the magen avram. Now the sudeis the mechav paskin the shidi ayi chayzer. Ma'aseh we say the halacha we say that you're not chayzer. Because you say you should daven tefillas and davar. Because the suffix, we say you should do tefillas and davar. That's why it's a problem doing it on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos you don't have tefillas and davar. Zok the magen avram that Rabbi Yal v'Yavai. Yeah, let's say 2 days is chayish. Guy forgot mincha Yal v'Yavai. So then the chulam is not a problem. Why? Because the tefillah day is going to daven, so the second day is chayish. He didn't say Yal v'Yavai anyway. What the whole shayla? That the whole shayla is only a makbel to be misakin when I messed up. But for 2 days was chaydish, so the ma'ariv is also yal v'yavah. It's pashit. Right? Everyone agrees that if you got yal v'yavah mincha, you daven ma'ariv twice because you're about to fix what you messed up. Says the Magen Avraham, what dinim shalkach v'sein talamotar a mashiv aruach. That what? If you've got Saint Talmud, well, let's say on not Zayin Cheshvin if it's Friday, but Tes Cheshvin or Tes Cheshvin Sunday, and so then Yud Cheshvin is also the Saint Talmater, so you've got to be mincha. You get that married twice. Says the Magen Avraham. Mashma from the Magen Avraham that the pshat is that be'etzim Saint Talmater is subject to the machlokes by Yahal v'Yavai. But just like I said, by Yahal v'Yavai went to the Shchaidish, it's not a problem because I could be misak in the movis. So too, by Saint Talmater, I can be misak in the movis. But Be'etzem, Saint Talmater is on the same page in the Magen Avraham as Yahal v'Yavai. And it's only because I'll be able to misak in the movis by with my rib that I daven ma'ariv twice. But if Lu Yitzur, it was Shabbos. It's before the Magen Avraham. That will be back to the old child. If a guy forgot the same talmud by mincha, and now it's Shabbos, does he daven ma'ariv twice? That's talmud mechalis not mevizin daisus. And then we say that the achra is that on Shabbos we're not chayzer because we don't see tilz and davar. We don't, we're chayishish for the shittas, not like the mechav. We're chayishish that what that if you mess up and you can't be misakin it, then you're not chayzer. El Mai, we say normally you can do tefillas and davar, but on Shabbos you can't do tefillas and davar. So therefore, Akapanim, we see in the Magen Avraham, he's equating the same talmater to Yahal v'Yavai, not like Reb Chaim. And the Shuas Yankiv is also moving like that. He's mamish dan de shayla. If someone forgets the same talmater today by mincha, he says it's talmud chagas rachmis and taisis. And therefore, he says that because like Taisa, you're not Chayzer. You want to be Machmir. You have Tfilz and Dava. But Shabbos, you can't say Tfilz and Dava. Al Kapanim. So therefore, Lefize, Alach L'Maisa. Alach L'Maisa. It would seem that if a guy forgot Saint Talmata by Mincha today, he should not daven Meir twice because he doesn't have the Eitzah of Tefillas and Davar. That's the psak of the Achra of the Magen Avraham. The Shuas Yankiv, you know, stencils in Kaim Munach, you know, always say Talmud Torah wrote it, you know. But, and that's the Rishon Zalman also passed like that. You know, once heard B'Shem Yashim, not like that. Upon him. So therefore, you guys better make sure that you remember to say Saint Talmater today by Mincha. What?
If you're a Shas on Shabbos,
no.
The short little
Magen Avraham.
Yeah, does that help at all? That
helps at all. That's a shayla whether that will help for Saint Talmater because there's no not the Saint Talmater. But that's a shayla Mashiv Ruach. Mashiv Ruach, that's a shayla. because that was the part that I skipped actually. So good, Ein Sham. No, because there's a famous from Kveger. Kveger says that something I forgot to say, Mashiv Ruach. Right? Can't say Mashiv Ruach. So he doesn't feel about the shots, right? Can't say Mashiv Ruach. So Enoch is Mispal. Everyone he says. He says, because it says, because main gimel main shava, brachach main shava. So Maravam says, in Yochan Amar main shava, yatz b'di'evet. Yeah. Since Rishus, so meila, and pshat is because there's no mention of Mashiv Ruach in the main shava. So meila, you'll be right. Say it. That's a shower by Yavi.
For sure, for Amalek and Mishpani.
What?
For sure, for Amalek and Mishpani.
Amalek and Mishpani?
If you forgot what Amalek
and Mishpani is. Amalek and Mishpani is.
Melch
Kaddish. Okay.
I'm Melch Kaddish, because you
say Melch over there.
Right.
So there could be Eitz with the
Yavi.
Like,
what?
But
you
shouldn't
just repeat your
Shmonesi. What? B'diavid. No, Vatchila, I think it's B'diavid. B'diavid, if you had a mind, then you know, it's Vatchila, I don't think it's Vatchila. Is it Vatchila you should look at a lot of mind
there? I don't think
it's Vatchila. Vatchila is not over again. B'diavid, you know, it's it. You did it already, yeah. Okay. So now the shy like this. What's the din of Ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz and vice versa? Ben Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. So, Kiddush, we start in Eretz Yisrael, we start Zayim HaCheshvin, and in Chutz La'aretz, they start the 60th day to the Tkufa, which is either December 4th or December 5th, depending on whether February is 28 or 29. Now, so the question is, what's the halacha of a Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutzlars and a Chutzlars and Eretz Yisrael? So, Mishmur brings down, Mechlekes Achrayinim, that Pichadish holds, that a Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutzlars, or vice versa, so if his das is to be Chayzer, Teich Shana, then he's considered like where he's coming from, and therefore a Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz would start Zayin Cheshvin, and a Ben Chutz La'aretz Eretz Yisrael, if his das is to go back before the end of the year, then he waits till December. But Yaisa brings down many Gedolei Achrayinim that were masking to the Shita of the Mari Malko and the Raz Wood, whatever people are, that you're supposed to daven like where you are. Now you be Chodesh. Now, so this is Dafka, this one is Daite Lachzer. Daite Lachzer, even by Daite Lachzer, the Berk Yosef, seems to be the Achra, the Berk Yosef is, even with Daite Lachzer, means that many, many Achrayim, the Achrayim, that say that you go kafi what you are. So feed that, it will come out, that even Daite Lachzer, the guy is planning going for Pesach, that's it, he's going on Pesach. Still, Lefizeh, he would say, Saint Talmater, starting last night. Now, when it says Shana, what does that mean? So, Hashem means Shana. However, though, when some Achrayim learn, it's not totally in the whole year, it's totally in Moisak Shana. That's much more of an advice as well. And we talk about the chiluk daiti lachzer, not that like what at what point, what's the cutoff point? What's called daiti lachzer? What's called daiti lachzer? So the Radvaz also is mavor that's tali in the rain season. It means if a guy is playing in the whole tkufa of Shelas Shaman, right? Dino, a guy is going to leave before Pesach, so then that's called Dino Lachzer because he's leaving before the end of the rainy season. If he's das, is to say through Pesach, then Chad is he was ain't Dino Lachzer because he's going to be here throughout the whole rainy season.
Isn't that like the Chalasim?
No. That is what's called. No, it's not. No, but then now. Chassidus Sfar is speaking the Yemen. They're saying it's nothing to the VB. You wouldn't have a software. So. Never the counterfeit that. It's not what I'm saying. No, it's not the different Svara. It's a different Svara. See, the Svara is a Svara. Both Svaras. Both good Svaras. However, the Rav Shlomo Zalman says a strange thing. He wants a taina, it's not much more than the Paiskim, that the guy, we talk about. Daite lachzer ain't daite lachzer. It means if he's going to be, let's say, Gemini Eretz Yisrael through December 4th, yeah, that's called ain't daite lachzer. If you go back before December 4th, that will be the case of daite lachzer where there's a machlaikis. So he learns this totally in the tkufa, meaning you're going to be when they're going to start an American that's here. That he came for Sukkot, he stayed over a little bit, he's here Zion. But he's going to go back before December, then that's the Machlaikis. That would be Machlaikis. If here, through December, he's going home, Bach, Hashim Bach is going back before Pesach, you know, Isra Chag of Purim, you know. So therefore, if he can make it drunk to the plane, you know, but therefore he has to, that's called Ein Dai Delachzer, and he would say, L'chul Alma, in Berech Aleinu. Now, whatever the Yom Shein Chosi brings down the right from the Advaz to that, it's the Farish now. The Advaz says the Farish that ain't that last elacha sheyaver zman hakshamen. According to the Advaz, it's not tolling the year, but it's tolling zman hakshamen. Zman hakshamen is not till December 4th, that's when you're going to start counting in America. It's not this man of Shem. But anyway, Akapanim, it's also in the Pre-Chodesh, with the Makkah of Halacha, it was by Shana Shnasayim, Shana Hashem is totally in the Tkufa. Akapanim, so that's a Shail. If you have a Shirbacher, Yael Maisa, Shirbacher is here, he's planning on going back, let's say, even before Pesach. So, L'chor Yedek Halacha should be, like Berki Yisiv, and the Meshmur brings down the Berki Yisiv. It sounds like he's being machriya betzim, like those Gdol Achrayim that say that even it's Daite Lachzer, right? It's Daite Lachzer. Still, you can't. You start saying that Namater in Brech Aleinu from Zayin Cheshvan. Now there is a pshara that many people say. They mean now from the Stipler and. A bunch of other people, Chazanish, Yelish, Sat Rebbe, and the Shein Chazim from the Rashi, and Shem Zalman, that the Eitzah to say it in Shema Kaleinu. But since the Ma'aseh Kesef is Mechleik is Gdeh Achrayim, whether a Ben Chutzal in Eretz Yisrael, who is Daijel Achzer, does he say, does he start Zayin Cheshvan or start in December. So therefore, the Pshara, he should say it in Shema Kaleinu.
If you're not supposed to say it, you say it in that problem.
What?
If you're not supposed to say it, you say it in that problem.
What do you mean?
It's not just a problem of a Hefzer, it's a problem that's how that's where they want.
It's
supposed
to bring down the rain. No, it's not saying much of
what I guess. Did we say that this is a problem? If you say it a lot, You say something for a long period of time, that's the problem. To daven like for a fool for someone in Shmakalein.
How much Shmakalein?
It was what we said.
You're making part of the problem.
Yeah.
So, the mice, the chayra, you could ask a kashan on this mahalach, which many places manenu or near's manenu have this thing. Maybe it's a yishuv, but always bothered me from a gemara and brachas chavchavtes. Gemara says the gabi havinenu, right? The havinenu is the short version of all the brachas. Certainly, I found them. Chazal Mati to Savinenu. Gemara says, "Kol Hashana Kula Mespal Lod Mavinenu." Chutz mi Maisek Shana. Why? Neishu Sarach Leima Sheila Berchus Shana. And since the Nusach Avinenu does not have a Nusach of Sheila's Shana, therefore the Eitzah Avinenu doesn't work in the winter. Gemara's kasha, why is it? Why don't we add a nusach? Gemara says it's gonna be mevalvim, whatever. Then the Gemara says, well, let him say in Shema Tefillah in Avinenu. Then Rav Tamchem, Tov Leishal Berchus Hashanah, Machzir Noisef Veshiachman Veshmei Tefillah. And the Gemara Ta'a Shaini. It sounds like from the Gemara that the whole Eitzah of saying in Shema Kaleinu is Dafka Ta'a Shaini. But if it's not Ta, then the Eitz of Shmachlein is not an Eitz in Cain, L'chayra. If you want to be Chayish V'shitis, that the Ben Chutzlar is an Eitz Yisrael, we'll see the vice versa as well. The Chutzlar is an Eitz Yisrael, he should say it in Shmachlein, to avoid the Safik. L'chayra, why is this Shmachlein? It's only Ta Shaini.
He's going to argue that you definitely said it in Shmachlein. You definitely said it. The point is, you requested Gishom.
Okay, so the Gemara says Tar Shaini. The Gemara says the Eitz of saying Shmak Leinu is not an Eitz by having Einu. It's all because
did you daven
the Masakis? Again, the Gemara says the question is that an approach? Is that something? The Gemara says it's only for Tar. Where's Tar Shaini? Where's Tar Shaini? I know you want. Where's Tar Shaini? Here's not Tar. So it's not Tar Shaini. But, look, so I was thinking maybe an Eitzah to Miyasha of this Shita that because the Ma'aseh Shacharich says that Yechidim and Tzrichim Matar Ma'aseh Chama Ein Shalom Ma'aseh Berchus Hashanah. Now let's say someone in Chutz La'aretz, he's in a place where he mamish needs rain, yeah. So he's allowed to say Vizein Dal Matar. But not in Brech Aleinu, but you can say in Shema Tefillah. I feel like you're a Gedoyel Keninve, yeah? Or Ashkenaz Mechlala, is a Gedoyel Yechidim. It has to be that whole country or continent, whatever. But upon him, there's a concept of a Yachid, yeah, that needs rain. So they said he can say in Shema Tefillah. So the Neschais of some of the Achraim, the Chlazim Rebbe, the Vyatsiv, and others, Chavadas as well, that when they give this Eitzah, say, they throw in the Nusach Ki Yechidim. In other words, it could be, there's Harei, the guy that's here, yeah, or the guy that's here, or the vice versa, also could be Shaila, if the Ben Eitzah goes Chutz La'aretz, if he should some say, if he's there, and Zayin Cheshvin, he should start saying, in Shmakaleinu, because there could be a game dinner of a Yachid. In Shmakaleinu, there is a concept of a Yachid. So this guy that's here and he's stuck could be the game dinner of a Yachid. Yeah, it's not Pasha, but the Kabbalim, you do find the concept that a Yachid that needs Geshem does say it in Shmakaleinu. So Ken Zayin, that's the Mahalach of these Achrayim, these places we want to say that in case of a Safik, you should say in Shmakaleinu. Ken Zayin is the Yishuv on that approach.
He's trying to get you out of the
Sofik.
I understand that.
Why is this
totally?
What?
You're not
Tov. Why should this be totally Stav and Dayt and Lachs?
What?
Stav and Lachs. Why should this be totally Dayt and Lachs?
What do you mean?
I mean, a guy needs rain where he is.
What?
A guy needs rain where he is right now.
What? I mean, that laughs. He's not really. He's not here for. He doesn't.
No,
really,
he needs rain here.
Right now, he needs rain now. Today, why is he rain today? He's going back to America tomorrow. Why needs rain today? Why is he rain today? What does the rain do for him? He has water. He has vegetables. He has fruits. He has everything. What does he need? What does he rain for? Does he care? His rain. Doesn't need any rain. Now,
if there wouldn't be rain here, he wouldn't be drinking. So he needs rain here.
Why isn't he rain today?
Because Mechon Tasty, they have bottles of water like they do here. They don't.
There's water in the sink, not bottles of water. That's the
sink. There's no water in the sink.
There is water in the sink. Oh, so if there's a drought, there's no water, then Anachanami.
So we're Tali and Daitan Lobster when they have water.
No, so the Daitan Lobster is Tali and the. In general, in the Hagim, I tell you, that collapses.
Why is this telling that?
Look, that's what the Pesach said. It's totally in being there for the rain season, because then, they are using the year's Svar. That's why the Diet Lobster is totally in being there in the rain season. Now, what? Look, some say it's calling the whole year. Okay, that's why it's falling the whole year. Some say it's falling in the rain season. It's not clear to me exactly the answer to your question. Now, the Gabi Ben Eretz Yisrael goes to Chutz La'aretz. Curious kind of what Rashida does. Anybody know? Because he's there designing Chesed. What did he do now? What did he do last night? Huh?
No,
what? He didn't say anything in the world? You know that? Why? What? Second. So a lot of places can say, a Ben Eretz Shol Chutz La'aretz, right? It's the same shaila. You go with kafi, the minute that you're in, the place we're in, but the old zacharim, you go with kafi where you are. If it's like the lots. That elapsed. However, many Paiskim disagree. And they say that, first of all, if he left off Ishu Banim, yeah, that's as far to say that Betsim, he needs the rain, because his family is still here. And therefore, many Paiskim disagree with the Bekir Yosef. And they say that Ben Eretz Chutz La'aretz should say. Now, Befrat, Hare Bechal, the whole Shaila of saying the same Talmud and Chutz La'aretz, yeah, from Zayin Cheshvan. Because why Batsim don't we say in Chutz La'aretz, why don't you say the same Talmud and Zayin Cheshvan?
They need the rain.
So the Gemara says, then Bubble doesn't need the rain. That's the Gemara says. Some bubble they say from the 16th day from the Tkufa. Says the Rosh, that's very nice of a bubble. What about Germany? Says the Rosh, in Germany, they plow on Tishrei, and if it doesn't rain, they lose their crop. You don't water it, they lose their crop. Right? So Germany Europe needs rain in the beginning of the winter. Yeah? So why is Europe totally in Bavel, not in Eretz Israel? We need the rain. And if the Rosh passed, then you should say it's in Dalmatar from Machvot. The base areas are being down. Sheetis, not like that. It's a whole discussion. Zakta Tzitzeliezer, B'dieved, many places from Hol, Akron B'dieved, if a guy by mistake said the same Dalmatar in Chutz La'aretz, B'dieved, he doesn't have to be Chayzer. The Yevon doesn't have to be Chayzer. So Meila, Zot Tzitzel Yezer, he said, makes a Cheshvin. The guy that, the Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz, on Zayin Cheshvin, right? So, what are his choices over here? If he doesn't say the same Talmud Matar, this is Suffolk, yeah? He's a Suffolk, Lefidur advised, no, those Paiskim, he's not Yaitzin, he has to be Chayzer, right? Even Lefidur Paiskim, that he's not supposed to say the same Talmata. Or even Ben Chutz La'aretz doesn't have to say Talmata. But the Eved, if he says the same Talmata, we don't say it's a call, we don't say that they messed up. From Zayin Chesh, before about he asked the Davin over again. But from Zayin Chesh, we're bats in this man, it's not so pashut b'chlal that you're not supposed to say the same talmud even in chutz la'aretz. Mamela. So there, b'di'avid, he's doing something which is not going to make him be chayzer. And here, Shaila is doing something. If he doesn't say it's a chash, then maybe he's not being yaitzer. Therefore, you're better off saying it. And this way, you know, at least b'di'avid, he yaitzer the kol alma. Mamela. And also he says, Batsim, you also have the sheet of the Rosh, that he's supposed to say it. So Mela, he says, even the Bekei Yosef himself, the Chida himself, didn't knock it out. He brought down all the people, the place that argued in advance, but he didn't like knock it out. He says, what's the halacha? He says, something that's not like their advance. I mean, the Bekei Yosef knew that it's not partial. He didn't knock out the Shita. Something that's not like their advance. He says, the same Talmud, the Benerit Shal, Chutz Lars, Zayin Chesh, he says, the same Talmud. What does he do if he's a chazin? The Bekei Yosef tells us. So the Bekei Yosef held that Shita is gone. Why is he giving guy Yaitzis for? He's doing the wrong thing. He shouldn't be saying the same Talmud. He says, and it's still Shemini Esrei, he says the same Talmud. And the Chazal Shatz, he doesn't say the same Talmud because he's a Shlich Tzibur, and the Tzibur is not saying the same Talmud. So we see Al-Kabanim, and the Fager just brings down the Shita, the Merikash, the Ben Yisrael, the Ghost Chosaretz, Dai Dilachzer, Yishayel, like Ben Yisrael. So, okay, it goes held that way. And the Moshe goes, also says that, he says because most places that, you know, they need rain anyway, so he's mistarved the sheet of the Rosh, that, which is not so posh, really, that we pass on like the Rosh. As far as like the Rosh, and Tino Beiseris brings down the sheets that argue, but Maisa, as far as Ben Eretz and Shalom Chutzlar is, you can definitely mistarved look at Maisha, the sheet of the Rosh. Meila, he says he should say the same Talmud. So here also some good eitzah you should say in Shema Kaleinu if you want to go with that eitzah. Now this is all
Germany's December.
Ask our local German expert. Something they do. What? What do you want to do about the Rosh? No, the Shmach is not yet. What about someone who's going to America in the beginning of December for dinner for some reason, right? So where this whole shayla applied to him, that he should maybe, you know, feed the shita is he's not supposed to say it, he maybe shouldn't say it, and therefore maybe he should say it. Does this whole discussion apply to him? So that the Shachut brings down the Bekei Yosef says that once he started saying Talmater, then he continues. The funny story is, it shouldn't be chuchot lula. It shouldn't be a joke. Yesterday he said, tomorrow you don't. So it becomes a joke. Therefore, which, why is it a joke? I'm the Shaila. You know, if it's totally where you are, so then right now I'm here. It's a funny story because of chash chuchot lula, that changes the halacha. But upon his beginning, it says that everyone seems to accept this Bekei Yosef. The Mela, but still, Rav Zalman says, Yachadchil, you should say it, Nishma Kaleinu, Maisa, the God of the Sabbath. What? If I go, what am I planning to do? I'm not planning, to say it. You guys pass it up, right? I don't like the whole Shmack Lane of business, so. What about the opposite case? A Ben Chutz La'aretz that started, he was in Eretz Yisrael, yeah, he was here for Zion Cheshvin, and he started, he went like the Mishabur, the Chida, he started saying the same Talmud. He didn't do the patent of Shmack Lane. He did, you know, Mashmur is, they tell you where you are. And he started saying, he said Shmack Lane, he started saying. So what does he do when he goes back to America before December 4th? He's there for a week. Right? Rabbi Yashav says that, you know, Shaykh Chazib brings down that the Ben Eretz Yisrael that started saying Zion. He goes to America for a couple of days. He's less than a week. If he's going less, I don't know where that shit comes from. He says he's just there for a couple of days. Then Chul Alma, he continues saying Talmud in Rechleinu. What about Ben Chutzlar, the Fakarat the case? Ben Chutzlar, it's that's here and starts saying Mesein Talmater, goes back to America, does he continue saying Mesein Talmater or not? So Chayra, Zilbos the time, as far as Chida is, that should be Chuchat Pula. Yesterday, you know, they wishy washy over one day, saves it, one day not. So therefore, Chayra, Lefid Chida, Avadi should continue. Lamaisa, the many pious can say not like that. Rav Yosef says that he should he's saying Shema Kaleinu. Since the Ma'aseh Machlokes a pious kim, it's better to. Oh, there's the Kedin Yachid. Yeah, surely the Kedin Yachid. And the Dain Weiss Mich Zitzchok says first he wanted to say not like that. The Ben Chutzlar it starts saying Talmater. There it's Israel, and it goes back to America. So first the Chayyur, the Chida, when we down the Chida, it says that once you started, you continue because Shemichuchat Lulas. I'm saying just like a Ben Eretz Yisrael, it goes to Chutzlars, continue saying Mesein Talmater, who then vice versa. I mean, Chutzlars that started in Eretz Yisrael, also it goes to America. He should start. He should continue. That's what he said. That was he said at first. But then he says brings down many Paiskim that say that the Chida was only talking about a Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz Laretz. Because it's bad to say he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, he's supposed to say the same Talmudic. Elamai, when the Chutz Laretz, okay, see, once he started, he doesn't continue. But a Ben Chutz Laretz that came for a visit, yeah, and he punk was here, Zayin Cheshvin. So Ben Chutz Laretz, that's his Zayin Cheshvin. So then, once he goes back to Chutz Laretz, he should stop saying the same Talmater because that's his ikka place. Again, if Sfar Chido shouldn't be Chuchat Pula, it should make a difference. But he brings down the Shut B'Tzel Chachma. So, Akbana, there are Paiskim that say they shouldn't continue. So, B'Chai Gatna, Ben Chutzar is maybe Taka. Should say Shmak Leinu. Not so Pashit.
What is this guy?